Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to our Pick Me Up, very first conversation of the morning. Send through whatever interests you as I raise these issues to +27 73 470 3520. Yeah, this morning I just want to know, honey, do you see your age? Have you been reflecting? Have you noticed that time is going? Are you aware of those real life issues, or are you so nonchalant? Yeah, I see people nowadays use the word chalant, and I'm like, you know, that word doesn't exist, right? Like, in real English, there's nothing called chalant. It's slang. But anyway, let's move on. Have you seen your age? We'll see. Actually, I've seen a few topics talking about how you're maturing in years, and yeah, this is something that came to my attention a few weeks ago. And I'm going to start with how I've been assessing Wootsie. Okay, all right. This is where we are at in terms of Dingwaha. Obviously, music. Obviously, I love certain sounds and I struggle to adjust. I've noticed I do struggle to adjust to new sounds. I don't know. Some new sounds, maybe I should put it that way, but there are sounds that I can't. I can't. They don't, you know, they say things grow on you. They don't grow on me. And that is like, maybe it's the stubbornness of age that's like, girl, yeah, you're not able to adjust anymore. Sure, here and there, I'll be in. But it's something that I'll even force, you know, if it doesn't grow on me, it's okay. But I'm not a Gen Z, and that's really okay. Yeah, the other big one that hits me while listening to music, I thought of the radio jocks who I have enjoyed listening to over the years. And I agree with what DJ Fresh said somewhere. He said about, okay, who's the guy who does, oh, this is embarrassing, I should not be doing this. But I know it's both DJ Fresh and, I feel so embarrassed for forgetting his name, so I'm not going to even say. But they said, echoed these same sentiments. You grow with your audience, and you don't leave the music that they like because you want to fit in with the new sounds. Those people from 20 years ago are just like you, you know? They like the way, the things you like, they also like, kind of thing. Yeah. And of course, this is a generalization. There might be outliers, but generally you share quite close life experiences. That's your gang, you know. Don't betray them by trying to impress a different crowd. I thought that was a really powerful thing to actually say. I really need to make sure that I credit these people properly, because these are legends in the game. People who, you know, I grew up listening to, still listen to. So I want to get the correct names quickly. Let me just make sure. Okay. I'm just making sure that I give you the correct name, because I'm about to name a lot of people who, there we go, the iconic Mr. Wilson Bean Gorsi. Yes, him and DJ Fresh echoed these sentiments, and I thought, yeah, they are right. If you go to a club, for example, maybe that's a bad idea, if you go anyway, a party, a wedding, whatever, there are songs that you will probably stand up to dance to more, because they align with your age group, and people your age will probably stand up to dance to those sounds more than climb their other sounds, to prove the point that you don't have to just change and switch with the times because the younger people are now into this particular sound, therefore we must also switch that. No. There are people who are just like you. And if you are the person who is composing music, if you are the person who is the DJ, do take them into cognizance. They don't need to be bored the whole time, like, yo, because there's nothing catered for them. Yes, I think that for me was the lesson I got. I noticed about 13 or so years ago that I had more of an appetite for talk radio than I did for music. And I didn't understand what was happening to me. Like, it was just this weird shift, you know. But clearly something was happening. And my radio faves had already left Y. Okay, most of them, I'm going to have to mention them by names. These are the people who I think for my radio years, they got me hooked. I was hooked. You know, I think of the likes of Clean Lewis, Root Boy Paul and Sanza, Chili M and Dineo Ranaga. I love that combo. Puti Komu, sorry for butchering your name. Unatinkai, Babi Muloy, Mpoma Boy, Lee Kasumba, remember her? Some of the voices I enjoyed who joined after, I think, the DJ Spoo generation, you know, like your Mo Flavor, your Mansui Pouts, your Ankle Tap, DJ Sebi, Ayanda, MVP. And I tried to follow some of them around to other stations because that's what happens when you like someone. And I met other faves. I did. You come across and you're like, oh, I love Tano Tabeze. I love Sis Tabiso Sikwane, Osma Pasika Mukwele. I loved Eusebius Makaiser, Clement Manyatela, Tibo Touch, you know, and there are many more. But those people, you realize that depending on your age and what now interests you at the particular time, you move around. How did I, from someone who just wanted to listen to music all the time, house music all the time, to now, okay, it's time for talk radio. And you want that calm and serious conversations, you know, political this and that and the debates. And I don't know what caused that shift, but something caused some kind of change within, you know. But when people are lost to death, when they move stations and it just doesn't sound the same anymore, it's hard to blend sometimes with a much younger generation naturally. And when the conversations shift, whether it's me, maybe it's me, just the me thing, yeah, but so you can't relate to certain experiences that they have had, or or maybe just them, you know, who know far more than I can appreciate at that time in certain cultures. And it's just different. It's just different. And I just know that there's a dynamic that reminds me that time is fleeting. And that's one of those dynamics. And even if you feel 21, even if you lie about your age, the truth lies in your experiences and what you know. It will, I think, show. And your peers will always resonate more with you than any other age group. That is probably something that can be debated. The bond you formed with your mentors who are seniors to you will always remind you where you fit in, or at least where you are best suited. And it gets hectic because you see with the dating world how people who are 41 will want to date 18. I don't understand that blend, but I don't get it. But some people are a good reminder that life is moving. No, really. And it moves quickly. It does move quickly. I was reflecting about Trevor Noah, who was once on YFM, right? And he once hosted a show with Dineo, like, what, probably 19 years ago. My goodness, time flies. And that's when the real, oh gosh, I don't know if I'm supposed to be mentioning everything that I'm mentioning right now. You know, that TV show, The Real G, was airing. Now, you look at how he soared over the years. Proof that time is not standing still. It is moving, and for all of us, it's not just moving for him. It's moving for every single one of us, you know. Are you making memories? At the end of the day, life is going to be about the memories, the bonds that we are all forming. Are you aware that you are growing? Are you achieving, rather, your dreams that you had as a child? Especially if those dreams are still there. Accept the age that you are. Okay? Accept the age that you are. Choose to take the necessary risks to live the life you wanted when you were younger. When you get the opportunities, do those things. Before life taught you that you can't do those things. Remember there was a time you thought nothing is unconnectable? And then the psychology came to say there are things that you can't do And sadly, some of us then start believing that and living in that fear zone, unfortunately, you know. And maybe just a reminder, you still can. You still can. You know, the first hurdle is your mind. I don't know who I was talking to very, like, yesterday. Someone was like, oh, it was right here on the radio. Sis Lusanda said, you look, some people started out again and they started in their 60s. And she gave an example of the guy who started KFC. And that's a legacy that he might be late, but will live on forever, or at least will be known forever, and changed the prospects of his whole family life and many other people's lives, because you get a franchise, you're going to be good. So don't be scared of starting over. If you need to start over, do. You're still young as long as you're alive.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.